Welcome to season one of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 22 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain and feel good, relaxations, positive affirmations, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core, back strength and happiness. So really, really excited to have created the Mindfulness Pilates podcast for you. It was a spark of inspiration. I was like, right, let's just do it. So may it bring, you know, you lots of not just joy and happiness and inspiration, but may it help you with your body, your mind, I expect as well. And I just wanted to share just briefly as possible what inspired me to get into the Pilates in the first place. And it was a long time ago, long, long time ago now. And I was in Australia at the time, and I had yet more recurring back problems. And I was in Bondi Beach, Sydney, and I was seeing a physiotherapist there. And I started doing the physio, had treatments and the physiotherapy exercises, and they recommended Pilates as well. So off I went to Pilates classes, and it really helped my back. Not that soon after, I had a really bad road traffic accident in Cairns, Northern Queensland. And after an operation and different things and rehabilitation, both in body and mind, when I was okay and well enough to fly back and rehabilitated, I decided to train in Pilates. My background is actually, I graduated from the University of Brighton with a degree in sports science. So it kind of led really well into Pilates, but I wanted to teach it because it had helped me personally so much that I really had a passion to help other people with their backs. I'd suffered from prolapsed discs myself in my low back, a lot of low back pain, and also something called spinal stenosis, where there's a narrowing of the nerve root, and I've had spinal injections and all sorts, and so much physio, osteopathy, chiropractic, MRI scans over the years, you name it. But the thing I think that's prevented an operation for me from the back point of view, I had a wrist operation with plates and screws, but from a back perspective, I really believe that Pilates has held my body together and kept it strong in the core, in the back, in the posture as much as possible. And it helps maintain it. No, it's not completely cured, but it really gives me quality of life and happiness. And it's become my thing. When I had studios in Hertfordshire for 16 years, and I helped so, so, so many clients there. And now that I'm in Dorset by the sea, I've taught a lot of equipment Pilates as well. And it was wonderful having studios and helping so many people. And now I'm helping everyone online, which is incredible. And my big focus, as usual, is helping you and other people reduce back pain to feel good. I think I've got a lot of experience in teaching it and understanding how it personally feels. So I've been teaching over 22 years now, and let's just get going with this podcast. I felt like inviting guests on this podcast for you to help and inspire you. So whether you're cooking in the kitchen or, you know, out for a walk with the podcast, wherever you are listening to this, I hope you really, really enjoy it. And let's get going with the podcast. Thank you so much for coming along. Let's get going. enjoy. So big welcome to this week's podcast, and very excited. I've got a guest this week. So this is a bit exciting. So I'd really like to introduce you to my sister, actually, Julie New, who's a personal recovery coach and author of two books. First one is Who Are the Flowers in Your Garden? And the latest one is The Grief Garden Path. So very big welcome, Julie.
Thank you.
So do you want to
thank you very much.
Do you want to just, before we start chatting about Pilates and your whole journey with Pilates over 22 years, what actually is a personal recovery coach? Some people might be wondering, what on earth is that? I've not heard of one of those
before. What is that? Yeah, I know. And it's quite, well, first of all, thank you for having me this morning. And as you can see, we've been joined by Sweep the cat. So I do apologise for Sweep the cat, who, yes, he's a bit of a one, isn't he? So personal recovery coaching is all about people, or it's for people who have been through difficult life change, so, and sometimes traumatic life change actually, but you reach a point in that, on that journey, where you're ready to start moving forward, you know, and start your new chapter. And how on earth do you do that when you've been through that, you know, on that sort of path behind you? And that's what I do. I gently put my arm around somebody, virtually at the moment, of course, and I walk forward with them, you know, and help them to reconnect with themselves and really begin life again, you know. And yeah, it's a wonderful thing, you know, to be part of. And yeah, really, really, I'm proud of what I've created. It's been a 14-year journey to get to this point with the work that I do, and it, you know, it just works, and it's wonderful, really wonderful.
Yeah, it is. I vouch for that. I'm very excited about Julie is also my coach, so I do highly recommend her. And I wouldn't be actually be here today on this podcast if it wasn't for Julie's coaching, because for a little while I fell out of love, not out of love with doing Pilates, but for a little while I did fall out of love with teaching it a few years ago and stuff. So Julie really helped me get my love back for it, which was amazing. I mean, normally most of the time you help people with their personal life, don't you? But sometimes it oozes out.
But Bev, it was all tied up with your personal life.
Yeah,
wasn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you'd been on a very difficult life path. You know, that part of your journey was very, very tough. So, yeah. You know, you absolutely fell out of love with, you know, with it for a reason, but actually the love was still there, and it just needed to be refired and re-energized. And you know, it's just fabulous that you're back doing what you love and helping people to really, you know, fall in love with their bodies again, actually, because I think that's what you do, you know, with the work that you do.
Oh, interesting way of putting it. So what was the reason that you started Pilates?
Right, so it was all because of you. I was actually very overweight at the time. I've always been somebody, I think you'll probably vouch for this, but you know, I've always been somebody that's given a lot to others, and I'd really forgotten about myself, you know. I was very overweight, wasn't very happy in my marriage, and yeah, just you paid for me actually to go on a retreat with you.
Yeah,
you'd started doing retreats abroad, and you know, the people were absolutely loving them, but you knew I wouldn't pay for myself to go on a retreat anyway. You paid for me, and I went, and within 7 days of doing an hour of Pilates in the morning, an hour in the evening, sometimes on the beach, sometimes we'd be by the pool, and just having time for me as well. Just by the end of the week, my body shape, I actually could feel my body shape was starting to change. And I was starting to kind of, I suppose, looking back, kind of reconnect with me, you know, and my body. But we didn't live nearby, did we, to each other at the time? I lived in a very small village. And when I got home, I just was galvanized into action to start to really address how I felt about my body and me. And yeah, I started on a 3-year mission. It was actually 3 years. It took me 3 years to lose all that weight, to get down to what I felt was, you know, was a good size, and yeah, just to feel better in myself. So I did, I actually landed up doing Rosemary Connolly's fat burning workout three times a week. But I also did Pilates three times a week. So I did an hour of Pilates three times a week. And within 3 years, I'd achieved what I wanted to achieve. And I felt so much better, you know, about myself. My girls, I've got two girls. Obviously, you know that, Bev, because they're your nieces.
but for you listening, you don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
You
so Amy and Polly, if they hear any of the Rosemary Connolly fat burning workout music on the radio or anything, they're like, oh, no. Do you remember, Mum, when, you know, because I used to do it in the front room because I couldn't afford a gym at the time, and you know, I just did it videos. Probably some of you might even not remember videos, but it was on video.
Yeah. And then this year, speed on over 20 years, over 22 years later, here we are again. And on your journey in your body this year, obviously Pilates helps with body and mind, but with your body this year, you did have some hip and back problems and pain going on at times.
Yeah, I did.
What happened there?
Yeah, I'd started to get some pain in my hip when I was a baby. I had a dislocated hip and I was beginning to think, oh no, you know, is there something, you know, something about that? And really fortunately, well, it's obviously not fortunate that we went into lockdown, but you actually started doing online classes because we don't live nearby to each other, do we?
We 130 miles away, isn't it? Or 130, yeah, yeah. More like 150, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Away. And so, you know, you suggested that I perhaps did some Pilates with you and joined into a class. Yeah. And honestly, within 3 months, the pain had gone and I was beginning to feel much better in myself. And I actually have my own little Pilates because I can only do online work myself at the moment. So I started, I made this into like my Pilates studio.
Oh, it's a lovely studio. So those of you watching on YouTube, you can see, but Julie's just shown us her gorgeous mats and it's got a little tree with twinkly lights next to it, just to set the scene. Most of you will be listening to this on the podcast.
So just being able to be part of your classes again, because you're so good at, you know, everybody gets personalized attention. Everybody, you know, you know, just by looking at somebody, whether they're in the wrong position, you know, and even the recordings are great because, you know, you feel as though you're being spoken to. And sometimes you're actually doing the wrong thing or, you know, whatever it is. And yeah, so I feel really blessed this year that I've been able to start, you know, doing classes with you again. No, it's been really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I'm working all the time now, is on Zoom. It's not just because of this particular year. So I find it just really quite exciting and wonderful that I can have you in class. Mum can come. Hi, Mum. She'll be listening to this, I expect. and, you know, all my clients all over, wherever they are, all over the UK, you know, France, Ireland, etc. That's quite amazing to be able to, as you say, and you know, you're on camera. I can see you. You can see me. I can talk to you. You can talk to me. And I can, as you say, I can actually correct you and tailor it to you still. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful to be able to give the recording. I mean, most people practice their 6 minutes of my clients, but you actually do the whole hour sometimes, don't you, in recording?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you got me to doing an advanced level. And considering where I was at the beginning of the year with my hip, you know, to be able to do an advanced Pilates class is actually quite a feat, I think, really. So, yeah.
It is quite a feat, actually. I mainly don't teach that, by the way, everyone. most of my clients come to me because of wanting to reduce that pain and feel good again. So that's kind of my main thing. But for someone like yourself who didn't come along with problems originally, then obviously the scope is to obviously improve that bit more. In fact, you do higher level than me, but it's not about that. It's not a competition in Pilates, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually understanding what your body can do, and, you know, and working within those, that parameter. But actually, I think one of the things you do is that you help people to improve. I mean, our mum, for goodness sake, is jogging. She's 80. She was 80 in August, you know, and she was really struggling with her balance. She could hardly get up out of a chair, you know, at the beginning of the year. She's got a complete new lease of life, really. You know, she's jogging on the, yeah. You know, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, she's looking quite sporty when she's jogging as well. She turns up at class and she shows up a bit. We're jogging on the spot.
Yeah, she's there before us, isn't she? She's like, oh, you know, I'm here.
Yeah, she's always waiting for us. We're never there before.
It's true. Yeah.
I try and turn up 5 minutes early, but you can always guarantee she's there before her. Yeah, but it's lovely to see, because before, every time, because mum lives over 120 miles away from us, and before, every time I met up, I felt like I had to hold onto her arm going up and downstairs. She was more challenged going up and downstairs and stuff. So we've really worked on her balance a lot. And she practices every day and does 3 hours with me a week. So,
I remember your studio in, because Bev, you had a studio for how many years?
16 years. I had
16 years. I mean,
16 in Hartford.
You know, some of your clients were with you for the whole of that 16 years. There's a lady, I remember her. She used to be, you know, she used to photograph ballerinas, didn't she?
Oh yeah.
And she was in her 90s when she used to come to your classes.
Yeah, and she didn't start till 70s, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, actually.
Yeah, it's really,
you know, I think that's a really good point. And I'm feeling as though I'm going into the next stage of my life, you know, in my 50s. And, yeah, now I'm going to be another year older, you know, next week. But I really genuinely feel that it really helps, you know, it helps your body and then your mind, you know, if you know, it affects the whole of you. So it does, doesn't it?
Something I also add into class when everyone's stretching, I pick everybody a positive affirmation card. Mm-hmm. Every single podcast we'll be doing a positive affirmation together, because I always bring mindset in, because I think because of my sports science, having graduated from University of Brighton with a degree in sports science, and that psychology and fascination of mindset and happiness that I have.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people go through good times, challenging and sad times of life. And this year's brought up probably more challenges and stress than ever, and to different degrees with people, and some people grief, and for our family, you know, we've had the loss and passing, the death of my brother Rich, so these things are not easy for anyone, for whatever, you know, whatever things are going on. And I think mindfulness Pilates really helps during all the times of life. It isn't just come for your back, come for your hip. The bonus is, I think it helps during those other times as well. What do you think, Julie?
Oh, 100%, 100%. It's like, you know, it's like the work that I do, you know, one of the main things it does for people, it gives people space and it gives people time, you know, to spend time with themselves. And, you know, and that is so powerful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And actually I use, not all the time, but I do generally pick a card for my clients as well. So I've got one here for you, Bev.
Okay, Julie's going for it. So Julie's picked a positive affirmation card. Let's see what we got.
Now that's really interesting, because you actually picked that. Well, I actually picked you that yesterday.
What does it say? And then
it says, I am patient. I easily wait my turn.
Yeah, so it's interesting, this is 2 days in a row that my sister has picked this card for me now. One of them is in class, I pick a card for you, and your own unique personal card every single session. So and you talk about what it means to you. So as a demonstration, we're going to do this every time I have a guest on. We'll have a chit chat about what it means. So this is 2 days in a row. Now, if you do get a card 2 days in a row, you've really got to take notice of the method. And I was saying a little bit yesterday, in some ways I'm really patient, and other ways I'm imperfectly improving on my patience skills. So like with my teaching and my work and with my clients, it's something that clients do comment on, is how much I remember about them and their bodies and how they were 12 years ago or 16 years ago or last week, or what I did and how patient I am. And I don't care how slow I need to work with somebody, because I understand that. I understand what it's like to have had an operation or rehabilitating or whatever. So I'm very patient with clients. I'm always trying to improve as a parent of a teenager of my patients, but I think I do reasonably well. And in some areas I'm not so patient, so I'm just working on it.
Just working on it.
So over to you, Julie. So it's your turn now. I'll pick one for you.
Okay.
So these are my positive affirmation cards. Now, they're called Happy Kids cards, and they are to bring more happiness, confidence and calm to both you and all my clients and you on the podcast. I'd love you, while you're listening to this message, these two messages today at home, I would love you to think about what this means to you today. It isn't just for me and Julie. These two messages are for you too at home. So this one's going to be for Julie today. Now, I did originally design them for children or parents or carers and teachers in schools to use with children, but I found they're amazing to use with adults. So this is for Julie. So best card message for Julie, please, is this one. There's 52 different ones and four little characters, and they are called David, Amy, Maya, and Sammy. And Julie's card today, it says, I concentrate well. I focus and concentrate well. What does that mean to you, Julie?
Yeah.
And you at home.
Yeah, so what that means to me is I finish work on Friday, and I haven't had a break for, gosh, months now. And I actually really do need a break. And so what that means to me is I really have to focus in the next 3 days, because I've got clients and but actually, oh, excuse me. Sorry. I'm just going to have some water. My clients, I always have fruit in their water. So there was one day when I didn't have any lemons, and so I put strawberries in, and that person still put strawberries in her water.
So there we go.
So that's another top tip: put fruit in your water and it makes it taste nice. So I need to focus on getting everything finished so that I can have 2 weeks completely off. And
there we go. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. The other thing that you always get to enjoy in class is a 1 minute relaxation at the beginning of the class, and then a 5 minute one at the end. Today we're going, so how do you like that? How do you benefit from that?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I could have fallen asleep yesterday. Because I am really tired. I've got to admit, we've been renovating our cottage for this year. You know, we've had all this stuff with the pandemic. We obviously, as you alluded to, we very sadly lost our brother, my younger brother, your older brother, and so it's been a real mixed bag. It's been a wonderful year in some respects for me, because it's our first year of being married, and Neil and I. It's been a real mixture, but I think the most important thing is that, you know, I do have a bit of a break, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, very good. So we're going to, today's 5 minute, every podcast, I'm going to treat you to a 5 minute relaxation. Now, today's relaxation is inspired by Julie, and I said, where would you love to go in relaxation this week? And what did you say?
I said the Maldives, because we went there last year on our honeymoon, and it's a really beautiful place. And I'd just like you all to imagine that you're going somewhere beautiful, just for that minute, or those minutes. So yeah,
Yeah, that's lovely. So we're going to go into relaxation for you now. So we're going to go into relaxation, and then Julie and I will be back with you afterwards. Okay, see you in the relaxation. So big welcome to your beautiful Maldives relaxation. Close your eyes and get yourself really comfy for relaxation now. And breathe and relax. Simply breathing in through your nose and breathing out through your mouth. Relax. Relaxing more and more on each out breath. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Relax. Relax your tummy. Relax your head, neck and shoulders. Relax your back, hips and thighs. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Relax. Recharging your batteries and in your mind now, you're going to take yourself to this most incredible beach in the Maldives. Oh my goodness, the sun, it's sunrise, and you can't even believe that you've woken up for the sunrise, but you have, and it is the most beautiful, pretty sight you have ever seen. The colours are just so vibrant and beautiful. So beautiful. Kind of oranges and it's just mesmerizing. The sea is very calm. Just breathe and relax there as you enjoy the beach. In through your nose and out through your nose now. Really relaxed breathing, abdominal breathing. Feeling your tummy rise and fall. So peaceful there, it's like you've been transported to your own private beach. You can lie on your private beach, you can sit on your private beach. It's so tranquil, it's so calm. Just picture that beautiful silhouette of the sky and those gorgeous, gorgeous colours of the sky. And just resting at the side of the sea, just at the seashore. There's this gorgeous, gorgeous little kind of giant hut where you can sit and relax if you want to. It's oh so idyllic and luxurious and beautiful. And breathe and relax here as you daydream on your Maldives beach. Breathe and relax. 10 more time. Breathe and relax. And the temperature is just perfect for you. The temperature of the water is perfect for you. And at the moment, you're just enjoying the view. You're enjoying the sounds of the sea. You're enjoying the paradise. You are relaxed. Saying to yourself the beautiful affirmation of I am calm, I am tranquil, I am at peace within. Knowing that you can escape here anytime you like. Really calming and recharging on your body and your mind. You are wonderful. And just take this time anytime you like. And in your own time now, just take a deep breath in or yawn. As you exhale, just wiggle your fingers and your toes. And again, another deep breath in or yawn. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And slowly coming out of relaxation. Slowly coming up to sitting. And just do a few lovely little shoulder circle sitting, circling the shoulders backwards a few times, and then after your relaxation stay, just enjoy a glass of water, and sending you lots and lots and lots of love. So really hoped you enjoyed the relaxation to the Maldives today. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful, beautiful place. Oh, I'm so excited to actually listen to this like you are and lie down cozy in bed and just take myself to the Maldives as well. Or lie on my mat, depending on how I'm going to do it. So have a nice glass of water. How are you feeling after that? And welcome back to our gorgeous special guest today, Julie. How are you feeling after your Maldives relaxation?
Oh, that was very nice. That was lovely. Yes, thank you for that. And Sweep's very relaxed as well.
Sweep the cat.
Aren't you? Oh, yes. No. Yeah, he's very relaxed. Oh, yeah, no, I feel quite yeah. And I think that's one of the things that's so important, is to stop and just be. And how many of us actually do that during the week? So to have that embedded in your class is really, really important, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because particularly when you get really, really busy, you know, whether that's work, home, you know, and at Christmas time, it is, you know, it can get very busy, can't it?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, and also, I think a lot of my clients who come to me, it's my throat going now. A lot of clients who come to me, it's because of back pain and prolapsed discs and sciatica and things like that. And the four secrets to reducing back pain and that sort of thing, you know, the first thing I always look at is the relaxation and breathing, which is, they are the first two principles of Pilates, but they're often underlooked, and always starting with their relaxing, because it can be really busy. People's lives can be really busy, and just starting with that, you know, one minute of breathing is so important, isn't it?
But also when you're in pain, and whether that's emotional pain, physical pain, we have a tendency to hold our breath, don't we? And so to actually teach somebody how to breathe properly is actually very, very important. You know, I'm not, as you know, I was a nurse, I was a midwife for a very long time. And breathing when somebody was in labour was, I naturally always used to get people to breathe, because if you can master that, you're giving yourself oxygen, you're calming yourself down. And, you know, one of your other top tips is always don't use your, you know, your shoulders as, you know, they're not earrings.
Yeah.
And yeah. But, you know, when we're in pain, we tense up and we forget to breathe. So, you know, it's a really simple thing, but actually it can make such a big difference.
Very true. I'm feeling it'd be nice just to finish off with a couple of happy shoulder shrugs, everyone. Make sure you aren't wearing your shoulders as earrings this week. So off we go, sit tall. Yep. And or standing, and just shrug your shoulders to your ears, breathe in, drop them down, exhale, just do a couple more, breathe in, shrug. Exhale, drop, happy shoulders. One more, breathe in. And breathe out. Shake out your arms, shake out your legs if you're standing, or just your arms will do. Have an amazing week, everyone. Julie, thank you so much for coming today. Have you got a takeaway tip, a Pilates takeaway tip that you think is fantastic? Parting words.
Yeah, just, I think give it a go. If you haven't ever tried Pilates, you know, give it a try. Your body will thank you. No end.
Yeah, thank you for that. Brilliant. Yeah, my takeaway tip is snap exactly what Julie just said. I can't recommend it enough. But it's like brushing your teeth; you have to keep doing it to really keep everything everything good. So Julie, just let everybody know where they can find you for you, your coaching, and your books, please. Your website name, please.
Okay, so I have a website which is julienew.co.uk. I always offer a free 30 minutes which you can book through my website, just to look at, you know, discuss discovery call, where you are, where you want to go. And yeah, my books you can get Amazon anywhere, they're available. And yeah, I'm just on social media, really. So if you type in Julie New, you'll find me. And I have a really lovely group, actually, which is a private group. But if you'd like to find out more about that, just get in touch.
That's lovely. Thank
it's
you.
For people, because it's for people who care, because people who care are everywhere.
Hooray! Hooray for this. Thanks so much for coming, Julie. And really hope today's podcast has helped and inspired you all in some way or other, and lots of love to you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.